Today, we're going to hack your brain.
And I'm going to show you how you can, after we hack it, dump it all out into your iPad.
Then, we'll explore the rest of the human body.
It's time for iOS Today. Ew.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
iOS Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the trusted online marketplace for buying and selling used devices. Get paid for giving new life to used devices. Get an extra $10 on your first trade in of $50 or more at gazelle.com/twit. And by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. Yeah, it's that easy. For an extra 3 months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. And by Atlassian. Atlassian software powers the full spectrum of collaboration between IT teams and the rest of your organization. Visit Atlassian.com/IT to see what IT can be by giving their products a try for free. iOS Today, it's iOS Today, I love iOS Today, and that's the name. I could be a musical songwriter.
That was Fiddler on the Roof, right?
If I were an iOS, if I were an iPad,
It's tradition.
Tradition. The tradition every Tuesday is that we get up at an ungodly hour, made even more ungodly thanks to daylight saving time. Mm-hmm. To gather together to talk about the latest stuff from Apple's iOS family, which family includes your iPad, your iPhone, your Apple Watch, and your Apple TV. And part of our family, Megan Maroney.
All right. And Leo Laporte.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Today we're going to hack our brains.
Why do you look at me and laugh when you say that?
I don't know. I found this video.
She looked at me, did she not? You were watching. She looked at me and laughed.
Yeah, because I kind of sometimes want to hack your brain.
Okay.
Because what happens in your brain, it's very simple. It's like the stuff goes up here.
And it comes out there.
Yeah. Whereas like the rest of us have stuff that keeps the stuff from up here to always coming out here. But you don't have that stuff.
I don't have the filter.
So-called. Okay, so I found this video on YouTube. I want to show a little bit about it so we get the idea of mind hacking.
Yeah, what is mind hacking?
Hi, my name is PJ Eby.
We're not hearing PJ Eby.
In this video, I'm going to show you a simple technique.
Turn up PJ Eby.
That will let you get powerful.
Is he a principal?
I hope so.
Without having to use willpower, without having to push yourself, without using any rah-rah motivational slogans like do it now or just do it or no pain, no gain or any of that kind of crap. Instead, what we're going to do is show you how to use your own brain's natural motivation system.
Okay, we're not going to do that, but I just wanted to...
That's what we're talking about.
We're using
PJ
Eby. Yeah, our brain's natural motivation system, which is in our iPad, in apps.
Actually, the iPad is made for this, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's designed with brain training in mind.
Yeah.
So I have a couple. Okay, I don't have anything original. That's my problem.
I have lots of original stuff.
Because this is stuff that I use to train my brain anyway. I have a whole folder on my iPad, an entire folder called Education. In Education are such things as the Knots 3D program that teaches you how to tie knots. You see, I have very great ambitions.
Yeah.
Actually, I also have some programming language like Python and Haskell and Swifty. Not to mention Swift's Playgrounds. iTunes U. We've talked before about the poetry programs like T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland. Mm-hmm. But this is the brain training game I'm going to show you for today. See, one of the things, and I've showed you this before, but one of the things, I have to turn it sideways, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That, in fact, I'm just going to unplug this. I don't think it'll kill the iPad. One of the things that seems to be the case is if you want to keep your brain functioning as you age, and as you know, I am aging in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Practice is good. Practice is a good thing. So there are a number of brain training games that are designed to train you in a variety of activities. This is called Elevate. There's a couple I really like. One is called Peak and one is called Elevate. And these are some of the many. So this is categories, writing. Things like brevity, clarity, detail, error avoidance. There's listening. I need to work on this one. In fact, this was always my lowest score. See here, name recall, 14%. 14%.
You remember my name, though, right?
Yes, sir. there's also sequencing, retention, 73%, focus, 84%. So some of the things I'm better at than others, and it will actually work with, you know, work to make you better at those things you're not as good at. Speaking, as you might guess, I'm really terrible at that. Adjective recall, 61%. Diction, 63%. Actually, I think that's the amount I've completed. No, that's my ranking. Oh, well. Reading, math. Yep, all of those. And so those are all the games. Should we do a little quick yes. brain training just to so you can see mm-hmm. what it's like? Now, by the way, when you do this, and you do pay for this if you want. There's a free version. But if you want all of the training, I think it's at the prototypical price of $100 a year, but probably worth it if you're going to do it for a long time. You can do recommended. If you don't have a lot of time today, you can do quick. The idea is to do this daily. Mm-hmm. If you're a pro, you can do the difficult level. There's also training in specific categories, but let's just do the recommended. You can do it along with me, okay. Megan Maroney. We'll start with writing. So the other thing that is seems to be the case in research is speed. So that makes people anxious. It makes me anxious. These are, you got to do them fast and you get points for doing it faster. Okay. Actually my pro has expired, but that's all right.
Remember, cause we did our subscription survivor.
Yeah. I think I canceled that one. Yeah. Okay. Politicians appeal to voters by vowing to cut the red tape to make government simpler. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking for incorrect. She hoped her children would behave good as gold. Is that good? Is that right or not? I think that's valid.
It's
yeah,
right, but it doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good. To some economists, Henry Ford's move to double his workers' wages was above reproach. That's valid. Okay, so far so good.
Yeah.
Inventors Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison clashed. There was no love lost. Wrong.
Lost.
Yes. The iconic Eiffel Tower is made of wrought iron. That's right. Okay. It's short-sighted. That's of course.
No, it's short-sighted.
Oh, I hate it when I make a mistake. It's kind of kill me now. Elbowing is a foul, but some basketball players do it and hope to get off scot-free. One T or two. I think that's correct.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why, but I think it is. Day in age is wrong. Okay. We could just probably go right to the phrase now. Mm-hmm. Above board. That's a word.
Is that two words?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I got one wrong.
Yeah,
why is it not making a sound? It should be making all that fun sound, but I guess it's just turned down. Great job. I don't like to do great. I like to do excellent.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, I have a very big brain. So, and then notice we get points for speed and you lose a life. This is the other thing. It tracks your performance.
Oh.
So this was an uncharacteristically bad performance.
Mm-hmm. Probably because I was helping.
No, it's all right. Anyway, so that's words, but we want to mix it up. So here's reading. It'll put math in there, and where I won't do a whole lot more. But okay, ancestor. What's his name? There's an ancestor. Okay, forebear. Anonymity. There's anonymity. Right. Get it. So now this is training image recognition and words and tying them together. So there's science behind it. It's done with science. Blend. There's a blender. That's probably caterwaul.
Yes.
That's caterwaul. So this is also building our, in Congress, building our vocabulary. Avarice is greed, right? And capriole, I wouldn't have known that, is a little dance move. Okay. So another perfect Russian doll. Oh, we're going to put it. Quick. What's an ancestor? Okay. See, now it's reinforcing bucolic stuff we've already learned in addition to adding some malleable. I guess that's malleable.
Bendable.
Kind of like pliable. Downpour. It's raining. It's snoring. The alphabet is boring. I put a paper in front of my head. Now I'm living in obscurity.
And almost dead.
One more? Should we do one more?
Yes.
We already know greed. We already know downpour. See, it's speed. Mm-hmm, speed. Mm-hmm. Capriole.
No,
oh! Blend. I told you I'd had problems.
She was caterwauling.
Incongruous. Oh, man. It's caterwauling. This one I know is going to be the last one. So it's not perfect. Again, not perfect. I did get the Russian dolls put away, but only a great job once again. And watch the graph because it's going to be disappointing again.
I feel like we should try something more simple.
But this, I'm telling you, is fun. It's like a game. And it's designed for keeping your brain nimble in a and that's key, is timing, and in a variety of different arena, mm-hmm. because your brain has different, you know, some of its image recognition, some of its words that, like that. So that is, that's called Elevate. Peak is similar. I won't show you Peak, but Peak is another great training game. Of the two, I prefer Elevate.
I'm going to try something more, a little more easier.
A little good, because you seem to have some trouble talking today.
Yes. I just watch it. I'm going to start caterwauling by the end
of
the show.
Oh, it's a fidget spinner.
This is called Remedy 8, and it's just for hacking your brain in a more relaxing way. So you could spin the fidget spinner if you wanted
spin to. Spin the fidget spinner.
And it has haptic feedback, which you can't tell, but I'm feeling this on my... And this is supposed to relax me. So I am feeling slightly more relaxed.
How is this improving your mind?
Let's go to the library.
That's a lot easier than the Elevate game.
I'm enjoying it, but I don't want to. Okay, so would you like to improve focus, calm your nerves, increase alertness, or have anxiety relief?
Anxiety relief.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh, no, whatever you want.
Anxiety relief.
You think I'm just thinking you should.
Oh, wait, that's the fidget spinner.
Oh,
that's
okay. Oh, that's why. Okay, well, that's good. That relieved my...
Right, fidgeting is supposed to... Fidget spinners are... I think there has been science behind that.
Really?
Let's improve our focus.
I'll have to get my fidget spinner back out. I thought the fad was over and I put it away.
Well, the fad is over, but if you're anxious, apparently having some kind of fidget, it could be just like anything in your hands, or this thing that you tap. So... I just tap it. See, I've tapped it right now 1,856,789 times, so I can look at my stats, and I'm improving my focus.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, you don't sound convinced, that's for sure.
Try the calm nerves. It's making me nervous that they keep asking me to. So calming nerves, I'm just supposed to tap these things.
Yeah.
And so I can look at my stats. I did this Wednesday, Saturday, and today. I can have different themes. So if I want a sandy beach where I'm...
Who doesn't?
Tapping, I can do the sandy beach.
Nice.
Remedy 8 is free for now. But they're brand new. And they would
does that hacks your brain to be relaxed?
Yeah. Like, just if you're let's say you're really nervous. Like, you called me into a meeting and I'm like, is he firing me?
Oh, you would
is
do
he
this
quitting?
To kind of, yeah.
And then I'm
just
going to do this instead of, you know, just to calm my thoughts. Hacking your brain, if you will.
If I said I wanted a meeting, those would be the two things it could be.
One of us is leaving. It's either me or you. And actually, both are bad. why do I keep returning to this idea of all?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You're really paranoid.
So Remedy 8, it's free for now. It's created by a couple of people who have used fidgets in the past and have this has helped them.
Yeah. Soothing.
I think that's where feedback, I think, is what.
I honestly think that's where why fidget spinners started was kids who were fidgety in class.
Or adults, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and apparently improves performance. So what do you got?
Some of my hacks are in the education folder. Some of them are in the games folder.
Ooh.
In the games folder today, we have something I think Steve Gibson told me about called circuitry.
Oh, yes.
And I think I might have already talked about this as well. The idea is... you are not only solving logic puzzles that are fairly challenging, you're also teaching yourself about circuit design. In fact, as you teach yourself, you'll be able to take the circuits that you've taught yourself and use them to create circuit designs. So you see here, I know I have button, light, OR gate, AND gate, NOT gate, XOR gates, but I haven't, and NAND gate, but I haven't unlocked some of the other circuitry I'd need to build something really sophisticated. So let's perfect it. Let's learn some more. Let's do a problem. You want to do a problem?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay. I should probably start at the beginning because if I start in the middle, it's going to feel a little crazy. So this quick introduction, blah, blah, blah. Our problem is to create an AND gate. Now, some people are going to get very upset the minute their brain is going to go, I can't do that, and walk away. Don't do that. Relax into it. You can do it. So The idea is to, we start very simply, to turn on this light by going through this gate, which is a circuit. It's logic. And we're going to just, this one is pretty straightforward. We're going to connect these. Okay. Now, I could toggle the inputs. So if I turn that on, and I turn that on, it turns that on. Okay. Oh. So let's just check the answer here. And it actually, this probably does not reassure you, but this is actually checking it. Off, 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 on, off. If it's doing the things we expect. So if one is on, you don't get a light. None are on, you don't get a light. You only get a light if both are on. That's what we call an AND gate. Both have to be on for it to be true. You ready to go to the next one? Do you feel comfortable? You want to try one that's a little harder?
I'm ready.
Another AND gate, but we've got two of them this time. We got a pre-connection. I find it kind of satisfying that we can, the way we connect these. So we want to turn on this light. Now we know if we do this, that'll turn on the light. We've done that before. But we want to use both AND gates. In fact, here's the challenge. Construct a circuit which outputs true when the first and second and third inputs are all true. So this is the third input, and we're going to connect that to that. Whoops. Can we do that?
It only has one connection.
Oh, it's you're right. Oh, you're so smart.
I know.
You are so smart.
And trying to convince you for 15 years.
What we want to do is to get this in the series is do this and then do this. How about, oh, look at that. So when, so these both have to be on, and when they're both on, that's on because we're going through two AND gates. Oh, look at that. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you understand what's going on there. I sure don't.
It's like snap circuits.
It is actually the same as snap circuits. And here we're going to check the answer, which is much more complicated because we have three. Oh, I didn't get that. It isn't correct.
Why did the light turn on?
Well, it turned on, but it there's something else that's not quite working. I'm not sure why. So let's check that answer again. What one? When A is on and B is on, but C is off. Where is C? Oh! Oh! Well, that makes a lot more sense. So now I have to. Now let's reset this one because that's that was all messed up. Okay, so A, B. So we want it. So when A, B, and C are on,
feels like the light shouldn't turn on if it's not right.
All three have to be on. Well, we know this. We know. Oh, I know how to do it. This won't be on unless both of those are on. And then this goes to here. So this has to be true, and this has to be true for that. Now let's try it. Yep.
Yeah.
All three have to be on. Let's check that answer. Yes. Oh, whew. Boy, that was tough because I didn't see one of the parts. So do you get the idea? So I actually, this is great because you're actually learning. First of all, it's got a nice, I think it's nicely designed. But you're also learning something of value, which is logic, and logic as translated into circuitry. This is called, I think it's called circuitry. Yeah, circuitry. I'm trying to remember if it was Steve Gibson that told me about this or not, but it's,
I think it was.
It's a really, I've shown it before, right? Yeah. So, fun game that will actually teach you something pretty valuable. And by the end, you're going to be able to make contraptions, which is pretty neat. You can actually develop circuits in playground mode. Look, they're doing a little calculator here.
It's fun, I think, to play with kids, too. Snap circuits are a great toy, but then, you know, they get all the pieces left everywhere, and you step on them.
It's kind of cool when it's digital. I mean, I think both are good.
Yeah, both are
good. It's good to have physical, but with digital, you kind of have unlimited toy box to play with. So that's called circuitry.
All right, so I have one that perhaps you haven't seen before, and it is also on the easier side. It's more geared towards kids, but it's the same kind of thing. It's called Think Think. And here it is by Hanamaru Labs.
I've got to think.
And
about
it is again
this.
It's a subscription plan, but we can play one game for free. So let's think. You ready?
Yeah.
That's me. It's my turn.
Okay.
Megan, we blast off.
Okay.
And welcome back, Megan. Check it out. Look what I found. Open it up and see. Okay, let's open it up and see.
It's a treasure chest. Inside a super lucky balloon.
Oh. I can't play this game unless I upgrade. Okay, well, I don't want to upgrade. I just want to play a game.
In-app purchases.
Okay, so we're on Thinktopia. It's a magical planet where you can play more and more different games.
More and more different.
But you can only play one if you don't pay, like me. Ooh, let's do circuits, just like what you were doing. Short circuit.
Oh, nice.
Connect the light bulb
there you
with
go.
One line. So if that, you know, seemed too difficult for you, then...
This, okay. Which is aimed at six-year-olds, might be a little easier.
Oh, okay. Did I?
Okay. Oh, no. Here's the real one. That was just an easy demo.
Okay. Connect
Can
it
you
with
connect
one-
all the lights? Is that series or parallel, boys and girls?
So this is, if the other one seemed too hard for you, then...
Ooh. Do you have to connect them all? Geez.
Okay.
Very good. Well, they threw you a curve there.
They really did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we do it?
Actually, you know, this is actually... I mean, it's obviously for younger people.
Yes, for younger kids.
But this is very nice. Yeah, it's cool. No, nice. That was one of 18 different possibilities.
You were thinking something different?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's okay for us to
There's
think
There's more
different.
Than one way to solve a puzzle. I hope they're getting harder.
They might be getting a little bit harder. Oh, dear.
Very nicely done.
I'm sure this tells you something about me by... Oh, the way...
Yeah.
No.
You blew it.
I blew it. What?
What? How do you do it? Oh, it's such a challenge. So difficult. Very nice. Wow. I thought you might not get it.
Sweating a little bit there. What now?
I think they give you a relief after you do a hard one.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot where to start.
For those of you listening at home.
Yes.
Megan is
I'm getting smarter. All right, so
pretty soon she'll be fully smart. You get a minute. It's a time thing.
Yeah. So we have a minute left. I think you get the idea, right?
Yeah,
I don't think we need
to do it. The
trick is to
do it fast.
And so you can make as many mistakes as you want. Obviously,
that's good too. That's good for reducing.
This is called Think
frustration threshold.
And I could pause it. I had 3 restarts left. So if you want to try it out, you can play one game a day, and then the subscription is I'm not sure, but you can check that out if you're interested.
Japanese, so you know it's good.
And I think this is also good for kids. If you don't want to pay, like, just do one game a day. Like, oh, you maybe only need one game a day. And then you're not, you know, you're teaching them to just
play one game a day.
Right, because some of these games, it's like, I got to play again and again and again.
Compulsive.
And it's good to teach them, like, you only get one. So, yeah. Do you have another
I owe you, yeah, I have many. But I owe you because, of course, you, and this was a challenging one. I ended up putting it in the wrong place, I think. You were the one who taught me about brilliant. More than puzzles, this is very challenging. You're actually getting, in effect, classes in higher level subjects like mathematics, computer science, artificial neural networks, number theory. They can get pretty darn hard. Let's try games of chance. Wouldn't you like to know more about that? And so I'll just show you briefly how it works. It's a series of classes, and each class is a series of questions. So we're starting with section 1, how to win. Gaming strategies. This course helps you learn how to optimize your chances to win probabilistic games like blackjack and craps. Here are 5 quick pro tips for game strategy. So, you know, this is actually quite informational. Mm-hmm. Don't be overly tempted by large but unlikely payoffs, it says. Especially if you're playing a game many times, the best strategy often builds up gains slowly rather than making a risky gamble for a big payoff. See, gamblers might be saying, oh, I want to win that big one. You're about to play a game with a coin that's weighted, so there's a 90% chance it lands heads, 10% tails. You get $10 if it lands heads, $50 if it lands tails, or you win $1 million if it spontaneously combusts in the air, which it's not going to do, right? So what would you choose? Would you choose A, B, or C? Or maybe all three are equally good. So if 9 times out of 10, it's going to land heads, that means you have a 90% chance of winning $10 each time. But if it lands tails, $50. Now, if they made that $100 to land tails, it might be worth the bet. But what they're leaving out is that it's going to cost you money to flip it, but apparently it doesn't.
Because I was going to just say C, because why not?
I'd say A, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to win $10. So that means you might want $90, and then it lands tails, and you'd win $50. I'd say A is the best.
But C, you'd win $1 million or whatever that is.
Well, that's the one that we're trying to teach you not. All right, let's pick C.
No,
submit.
You're right.
Nope. That 0.0, I mean, combustion only happens 1 in a billion chance of $1 million is not good odds. Okay, A is the right answer.
You were right. But
well,
I would have won $1 million.
You understand, see, this is why you need this.
This is why I don't gamble.
Look for a simple. So this is really you're the one who gave me this. I love this app.
I know,
it's called
hard,
Brilliant,
though.
And it can be hard. It can be a little easier, but it is. I would say generally high school level and better. It's not, it's not super easy. And then if you want to go to college, there are so many ways to do this. iTunes U is a great thing, but I'm a big fan of EDX. This was started by Harvard and MIT, and it actually puts the world's best universities in your pocket. And I've been taking a class from the University of British Columbia in programming. But what would you like to learn?
I would like to learn about space and whether we're going to Mars. Or space. Space.
Let's just see if there's any space programs. Oh, yeah. Look at this. The conquest of space exploration and rocket science.
Oh.
From the University of Carlos III in Madrid.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
Well, I'm actually...
And so you can see... So what you're going to see is... This is, by the way, free, although they have degree programs. You can get certificates if you want to pay.
Just for $50.
So but it's not a degree. You get a certificate. I have a certificate. Big deal. With that and a $1.50 will get you a cup of coffee. Space exploration... But if you like to learn, this is great. This requires high school math and physics. If you've got a student who is a self-learner, these are legit classes from real universities all over the world. It's many of them are self-paced. You see, there's quite a few in it. Would you like to go to a course from MIT?
Sure.
In engineering, the space shuttle? What? Now, some of these, as you can see, are archived because some of them you do in real time. And so if they're not currently teaching the class, but look at all of the subjects.
Big data.
Everything. I should log in because then I can show you my certificate.
Yeah, please do. Because you paid $50 for that.
Okay, so. Hide your eyes.
Don't look.
Hide your eyes, children.
I once signed up for an edX class from Harvard and I never took it. I never did it. So you actually have to do it.
That's why I paid.
Ah.
Because so then I at least have a dog in that hunt,
right.
Kind of,
like
sort of.
Like a gym membership.
Yeah. Although I'm kind of sitting right now. I haven't quite finished the second class. So here's the class I took, How to Code Simple Data. And let's see if I got it. Did I get it? Congratulations, you passed the course.
Whoa.
And look, I get this suitable for printing certificate, a verified certificate of achievement. But... It gets kind of interesting because they also put together master's programs. So you can take, they call it a micro master's in software development. And that would be actually a total of 6 courses. I've already begun 6 certificates. I think it's, in this one, it's $125 per certificate. They vary. And then you get this certificate that says, you're going to have a micro master's. It's all software engineering. By the way, just want to point out, final grade, 98%.
Good work.
That's why I stopped. I don't want to
can't
ruin
beat
my
that.
Nearly perfect score. But then you can actually transfer it because they have other universities, in this case, a small college called Curtin University, that will accept those credits towards a credit at a real university. So I think EDX is really great. It's free. It's worth it. This course, I would highly recommend the course that I took. If you want to learn this is how kids should start programming, if you ask me. How to Code, it's called. Gregor Cazales is the professor. It's from the University of British Columbia. And I really enjoyed it. It was really great. You get quizzes They have you can have their videos. So I'll show you just as an example.
Did you join a frat while you were there?
I joined a frat. Awesome. You have to pledge.
Did you go to any football games?
Yeah. Oh, it was really fun. I don't know what this what I'm looking at here. So this is Gregor, the professor. So they record videos and they teach you. There we go. We're going to learn local expressions and encapsulation. So there's Gregor. He's going to teach you. And you can, what's nice is it's like a lecture class. You can watch him do this, but pause it, do it at home on your own computer. You probably would want a regular computer that you could do some programming with. This is in a language called Racket. They have a free Dr. Racket. Anyway, I really like EDX. iTunes U has similar courses. For instance, they have a very famous Stanford course on developing iOS apps that is taught by not only Stanford professors of computer science, but Apple engineers. So you're really getting great training. And they update this every year. This is actually from a couple of years ago, but there are more of those. I think that's one of the things the iPad's great for. And if you are learning a language, sometimes like I'm studying Haskell, you can get an iPad app that will let you program. I showed you a couple of weeks ago Repl-it, which will let you do that online. But if you are learning how to program, it'd be helpful to have a computer as well. But I think, honestly, with the iPad and a laptop, you could really you could become a computer scientist pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. I have one more. We haven't talked about music's ability to
you know, that's a good point. There's a lot of good stuff on the iPad.
There that. Is. So yeah. I found this app called Lyrical Letters, and it's a game, and it's also will teach you about music. So are you ready to play the game?
I am.
Okay, so what it is there...
Oh. Ooh. I want to learn how to play
the
piano.
Do you know what notes those are?
A, B, C, G, E. I know what they are. Wait a minute.
Okay. Should I play it again?
G, E, and C.
G, E. Okay, so also it's going to spell a word.
Oh.
So it's not G, E, and C. So let's play the puzzle again.
Rat. R-A-T.
That,
cat.
No R.
Cat.
It's the
Oh, it's every good boy deserves fudge?
Yes. Okay, so let's play it again.
I don't know. What is it? I give up. Bay?
I think.
They spelled bay? That's not a word.
Let's submit the answer. Yeah. Bay is a word.
Bay is not a word.
My bay.
Bay is my frat. Beta, alpha, epsilon. Yeah.
All right. Should we try again?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's try the, let's
yeah,
try
let's
the
try
first
Let's try something
level.
Else. Okay.
Okay. And you can do, okay, wait.
C, C, A, C, B, A, A, B, C.
I think it was showing me, so.
It is showing you.
Was it
I'm
D?
Just feigning right? ignorance.
Yay! We did it.
That's good. That would teach you. This is, you could learn perfect
That's the
pitch.
Sound of science. Did you see that? You can also play a Moog. You can play it by, you
Hello,
can also just
physics,
play the piano.
My old friend. I've come to talk.
Or you can play bells.
Oh, that's pretty.
Or piano, synth.
Do you know how to play the piano?
A little. Do you?
I'm going to revise my answer to yes. A little.
Kevin's crying over there because Kevin does play the piano.
Do you? Nice.
Chimes. Sax.
Chimes. Oh, that's a synthesizer.
Yeah. So it's interesting if you want to know, if you want to learn about music and
I do
words.
Actually.
You do?
Yeah. I always thought it'd be nice to be able to play an instrument. It's getting, time's running out on that, but.
No, it's not. Well, that's the thing. Like I did play piano when I was young in the time when things stick in your brain. So there's one song that I still know. It's called Old Paint Is My Pony, and I could play it for anyone, and I do whenever a piano is around.
Old Paint Is My Pony.
That's not how it goes.
His name is Magoo.
All right, so let's say you got really sick of these games on your iPad.
I got an idea. Something you could do.
Or you love these and you don't
have
an iPad.
Do you have, I think we all have, a place where gadgets go to die in your house?
You shouldn't have that. I don't have that.
I have that. The junk drawer.
Not you phones. Open it up. I have gadgets, but not phones. Phones, I know where to send phones.
You send them to Gazelle.
I do.
Gazelle accepts older iPhones all the way back to the iPhone 5 through, of course, the most recent iPhone XS Max. You can also send them your Galaxy phones, your MacBooks, and more. Go, you know, you might, in that junk drawer, you might surprise yourself. You might surprise yourself and find a few $100 in there. Gazelle is the trusted online marketplace for selling used electronics. It's very easy to do. In fact, go right now to gazelle.com/twit, gazelle.com/twit. And, you know, just go to that junk drawer, pick something out, answer a few questions. Simply, you know, regarding the condition, who your carrier was, and you'll get an instant price quote. Here's the best part. It's good for 30 days. And that gives you enough time to get a new device, transfer your data over, make sure everything's working, and then send it back. They ship you a box you can send it in, which makes it very easy. When they get your item, if it's in better condition than you thought, they actually increase the value. They don't have to, but they go up. And I've had that happen several times, so I know it happens. And then if they say, oh, you know what? You said it was in good condition. It's not working. They'll lower the price, and you don't have to take it. You could say, yeah, no, I want it back. And yeah, no risk. They'll send it right back to you, no cost to you. You can always accept or deny any quote, and that's the nice thing. So it's worth just trying, right? Gazelle.com/twit. Shipping is always free. Payment is fast. The box is designed to keep the device secure. You don't have to go find a bunch of packing peanuts or anything. We've done this so many times. If you ever wonder what happens to all your old stuff, Megan, it goes to Gazelle. You might be able to get Megan's old phone at Gazelle. Because they wipe it, by the way, before you buy it, so don't get your hopes up, kids. Payment options include an Amazon gift card or PayPal, and the Amazon gift cards automatically come with an extra bonus, so if you do buy stuff on Amazon, I recommend you do the Amazon gift cards. They even have a custom trade-in option for businesses with 10 or more devices to sell. We often do have a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know, like your boss just decided to give everybody new phones, boss, go to gazelle.com/twit. And incidentally, if you are looking to buy a qualified pre-owned device like Megan's old iPhone, Gazelle has an incredible selection at great prices. Don't let your old devices collect dust when you could be getting paid. Lock in the value of your phone and get an extra $10 on your first trade-in of $50 or more at gazelle.com/twit. Go get the quote right now, gazelle.com/twit. We thank Gazelle so much for their support. We've been Gazellers for years, and we're really thrilled to be a part of the Gazelle family and Gazelle users ourselves.
Apple event.
It's for sure, for real, for real. The 25th, for 2 weeks.
Yep, 10 a.m. They will have
it's a Monday, which is weird.
Yeah, and we will not be there. We will be here.
So when that first rumored date, John Patchkowski got it at Recode, I think he is. No, he moved. He's BuzzFeed now, yeah. And then Mark Gurman's kind of confirmed it. Renee was saying, well, I believe them. They're credible. But, boy, that's a Monday. That's weird. And then we thought, well, maybe that's because Oprah doesn't work on Mondays. Because they are going to, we are pretty sure, announce the new news thing, which is going to be taking Texture, our old sponsor, which they bought, and the existing Apple News, and wrapping it up in a bow and giving you a subscription service that you might, we're thinking about $10 a month, might include other magazines and newspapers that weren't originally part of the Apple News. I don't know. We don't know. But then we also thought they probably would announce this TV service they've been working on for so long, and everybody said we'll come out in the spring. Well, hey, that's 3 days after the spring, March 25th. And that, boy, they've got a celebrity lineup there, including Oprah. And
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg is going to bring back his Amazing Stories? Is that what it was called? Yeah. And anyway, so we'll find out. That's exciting. A week from Monday. And we will be not there because we didn't get the invitation once again.
But even if I'd gotten it, I wouldn't have wanted to go.
No, it's more fun being here.
Yeah.
And we're going to take our life in our hands and stream their live stream and comment on it.
Right. That's true.
So that'll be, 10 a.m. Pacific?
That's the time. That's the scheduled time.
1 p.m. Eastern. And you can tune in twit.tv/live and watch it live.
I think we'll both have a lot of smart things to say about it. That's what I predict.
I think we'll be aghast. We'll be going, oh my God, they got this guy. They got that guy. Oh, this is so exciting. What do you think? Here's the real question, the speculation. How is it going to work? Is it going to be one kind of all Apple service where you get Apple Music, Apple News, and Apple TV? Or are they going to have three separate services?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I just saw that you automatically get Hulu with your Spotify subscription. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If you only, I mean, Spotify subscription, premium subscription is $9.99. If you're getting basically the same thing that you'd get with Apple Music and Hulu.
That's a good come on.
Which
isn't
I already
it?
Love a lot of Hulu stuff. Like, I mean, I love Oprah and I love Steven Spielberg, but I'm not going to add any new shows to my shows.
And in fact, that kind of shows you that Spotify thinks that that's what's there's going to be a bundle,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Some people have said, why don't they do what Amazon Prime does, which is you get one fee, $100 a year or whatever, mm-hmm. and you get all this stuff.
Right.
Amazon Prime gives you, you know, 2-day delivery plus a whole bunch of movies and TV shows and some very good original stuff. They spend a lot of money and make some very good original stuff. So I don't know. It's a competitive market.
It will be. And I think, you know, they are selling fewer iPhones and making more money from services. Right. So if they want to make more money from services, then, you know, we'll see. I think there should be an app subscription. Like, you know, just a, like I get 10 apps or something. Like, that's what I really
would throw that
useful.
In too, huh?
Like, as many apps as you can, you know, Netflix for apps, if you will. I don't think that they will do that, and I've never heard of it. I'm just saying that's what I would like to have. But,
I can throw it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out in a week from Monday, Apple's event. It's official now. Invitations went out.
Mm-hmm. Other news, money-saving things from Apple. They'll give you a 10% bonus if you add money to your Apple account. So this is kind of goes along to the story we talked about last week where Apple might be creating a bank, you know, where they would be, you know, they partnered with one of the big banks. So we don't know exactly what they're going to do. But now if you add money to your Apple account, you get a 10% bonus. So if you had $100, you get $10, that sort of things. And I mean, it's sort of similar to what you know, you can buy, for example, you can buy, you know, iTunes gift cards
for 10%
Costco,
off.
For like, it's not necessarily 10% off. It's like you can pay $94 for a $100 gift card and even less. So there are ways to do this, but I thought this was just interesting. Not, you know, yes, go out and save yourself $10 if you often buy from iTunes.
So do I have to hook up to make this happen? I have to hook it up. Oh, it's just iTunes? Because I don't normally put credit. It just charges me, right? So do I have to just charge money to it without buying anything?
Yeah. So you connect, you add money directly to your Apple ID from a credit or a debit card.
Okay.
And then
I guess this would be smart.
Yeah, I mean, it would be
like
smart.
Put $500,000 in and you're going to get $50,000.
I think it's
that's
probably
a good deal.
There's a limit. But yeah, I think the maximum is 200, but good idea.
200?
But you could do that.
I want to put in at least 50,000.
Okay.
That's I mean, 10% is better than I'm getting in the bank.
That's true. Apple is not yet your bank. But they might be someday.
This close.
Yeah. So I don't know. You would make sense for me to do that because I mean, and you too. We charge, I don't know, I charge about $50 a month in apps, I would say. Maybe less. I don't know. Ask Cherie. She knows.
And it would include it's anything you buy with iTunes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I pay money for iCloud. Does it count for that too? Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. It all goes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the limit? I should
$200.
Can I put $5,000 in?
You could put $200. Lisa could put $200.
Oh.
Whoever else is Apple ID.
Oh, can everybody in the family do it?
It per Apple ID.
Oh no! See, that means all my family members have to have their own ID because they're
right.
They're yeah.
Yeah. I have some stuff I wanted to show off. First of all, last week. This isn't first of all. I'm just putting that here because the other stuff's under. We had a visit.
Although that is very lovely.
I'll do this first. This is from Toast Made. This is a leather laptop cover for my iPad Pro.
And so you kind of glue it onto the
yes,
MacBook?
For my MacBook Pro. And
that's
they also
very
have,
nice.
iPad and iPhone.
That's actually
stuff.
Quite... So it makes it look like a leather laptop.
Yes, and they put this logo. All of them don't come with a Twit logo, but they laser this into that.
How much is that?
That is $99 for this, for the leather.
That
they also
is
have
pretty
wood
nice.
Ones.
And yeah. Is it easy to remove?
It is, and they also have
3M sticky or something.
Yeah, it's easy because I had a leather, I had a wood one on my a bamboo one.
Oh, I remember you had wooden. Yeah, wooden.
And they also have a cover for this part, but I wasn't a fan of that because it just it's exactly what it needs. It's the size that it needs to be. So,
right.
So yeah, $99, and they'll put whatever. They'll put your picture in there. They'll put your picture, Leo, if you want to have your picture on.
As long as it would look good as a woodcut.
Yeah. Or this
that's
is
nice.
Yeah, or leather. So there's
ooh, look at
the
that.
Wood.
I want that. That's pretty. This is toast.
Toast made. Yep.
So they also do the wood.
They do the wood and the leather.
I'm going to order this. That's nice.
And the leather, I have a link to the leather there. They make all kinds of leather. They can cover up your Echo Dot too, if you want.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We had a nice visit last week from Amal. He makes these from his own home. He's a leather craftsman. Did he show you these?
Yeah. He gave me one. I have one.
These, and he also has the Twizzler.
So that's a strap that you don't replace your Apple Watch with.
No, you don't.
You put the Apple Watch band through it, and it looks like you got one of those leather cuffs that are so fancy and hip with the kids today.
Right,
but it's really just a cuff.
Cover. So that's how this works, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
So I put this here.
I hope you're doing the right thing. That's all I can say.
I'm doing the right thing, too. He showed it to me. I think I put this through here. It probably works with a different band that's not pink. And then...
It certainly would look better with a different band. I think you've got it wrong. But
I do? Well, you always think that about everything that I do, so...
It just doesn't... It feels like when you were doing that maze...
Yeah.
And you were... Kept going the wrong way. Well, maybe you know what you're doing here.
Okay.
You don't want to cover up the Twit logo.
No, I don't. So how did I do that? So, you know what? I think it might not.
I'm sure it comes with instructions, but we're too lazy to read them. No, don't do it that way. That would be wrong. You'd have to go over the top there. Come in underneath.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, go through the bottom slot from the top. No, bottom slot.
You do it, Leo.
I don't think your band is too short.
Yeah.
Band too short to dance with
and maybe
wolves.
Maybe it requires a two-piece band. You have a two-piece band, right? Band is one piece.
No, you can.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, my band is one piece.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I think this is the right kind of band. Actually.
Okay.
I think so.
Let's see what you've done here.
Let's see. The problem, my only question is if the band is long enough to do what we want it to do.
Oh, Amal. You're so sweet, and I've...
Well, wait a minute. Who let him in here? There's a sand shrew in the... I did not do that, kids. Okay, now we're going to put that there, and we're going to put this in here like this. Like that.
Okay,
and then
did
we're
going to
do this. Like, oh, but it covers up the Twit
logo.
Yeah,
see, I think it requires a two-piece band.
Come on and see Alexander's two-piece band. Come on and see. There you go.
There, you did it.
How about that?
Okay, let me put it on.
That's the only problem is you can't put it on.
You can put it on. You can put it on just like that.
Yeah, and you'll have to tighten it.
Yeah, you can
inside
tighten it.
The band. That's pretty cool. So
yeah,
it looks
and
like
then it's
a cuff.
The leather cuff.
Looks like one of those expensive cuffs, but it's not.
No.
He also gave me. I don't know if he gave it to you. He's got a little cute little wallet.
Yeah. Show that.
And
off.
You got that too.
Yeah. Oh. Oh no. I got a little notebook because Amal knows that I'm a bullet journaler.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty.
Yeah. Here we'll show this off.
And he also gave you...
this has a room for my Apple Pencil a pen.
This is the most geeky thing.
Yeah.
And they come in a variety of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really like about the cord wrap, and I don't know if I can really demonstrate this because I don't have a cord handy, is...
you have this cord.
Yeah, it's too short. Mm. What you'll do is you'll put the head of the Type A head or whatever through here. So it actually stays on the cord... See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm coming from, bro? So it stays on the cord, and then when you're using it, and then so that way you don't lose the wrap. If I had a cord, I'd show you. But you get the idea. The head of the cord goes through here, so you don't lose it. Yeah, I see you. You don't have to. This guy is really intrusive.
Did he just
popped up just like that. I don't know why.
Oh,
Thank you. What is his name? Amal?
Yeah, from Tech Leathercraft.
Our night visitor from Tech Leathercraft. Thank you.
And he also, here's another brand
that's
that he
cool
made,
looking.
Too.
I yeah. like that.
And this one would be much easier.
That looks like you're in a harness.
This is an actual
that's like a
band. Yeah.
Horse tech.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thanks. That's his website where you can buy stuff. And come visit us, too, if you know, whether you have stuff or not. Tickets at twit.tv. Come see us.
We'd love to have you.
And yeah. And he came on a Tuesday, which is nice because you can see 4 shows if you come on a Tuesday.
Poor guy. Yeah, you can have a full 8 hours of butt-numbing mm-hmm. entertainment.
Is there any other news that I missed that we need to talk
about? Oh, I feel like there probably is, but I don't.
Okay, well, then it's important that we talk about ExpressVPN.
Yes, our sponsor.
Because we want to be private.
Our sponsor. And so I think a lot of people are looking for a good VPN. And I will tell you what I look for in a good VPN and why I chose ExpressVPN. First of all, you want a VPN that protects your privacy. That's really, really important. ExpressVPN does. They don't log. Also, look how many countries they're in. 160 VPN locations all over the world. In America, Asia Pacific, Europe, and the Middle East and Africa. That means first couple of things. First of all, the more servers, the faster the service, the better the service because it'll be close to you. But it also means you can decide to appear into the world with a VPN in another country, which means you can be coming out in Britain, for instance, and that eliminates geographic restrictions on content and other things that sometimes get in the way of your enjoyment. For instance, I know a lot of people, they travel. They want to watch football, but they can't because Netflix, because Netflix says, well, I'm sorry, you're in a country we don't support. ExpressVPN back to the U.S., and you can watch Netflix. In fact, it works great with Netflix because it's fast. ExpressVPN, most importantly, protects you against bad guys and protects your privacy. It's the number one rated VPN service on Tech Radar. That should give you a pretty good feeling. Also, a 30-day money-back guarantee. So I want you to try ExpressVPN. You'll love the apps on every platform. They're easy to use. They run seamlessly in the background. Single click, one touch, and you're secure. Boom, just like that. It's so easy. You don't have to remember addresses or anything. Just boom, and you're secure. If you leave your internet connection unencrypted while you're at an open Wi-Fi access point, you're just sending all that data out to the public. It's like you're broadcasting. It's literally, you are broadcasting it, unless you use ExpressVPN, which encrypts it from your computer to their servers, and that's the way you want it. It's less than $7 a month, and I'm going to give you an extra good deal. You get an extra three months with the 30-day money-back guarantee when you sign up for a year package. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. This is the one. We tested them all, and this is the one we found works the best for us and will work the best for you. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. And I love knowing that my privacy is protected and secured by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today.
It's feedback time.
This is the part of the show I hate.
I know. I know you have a thick skin, and that's why I'm going to play this video from Mark. It's a thoughtful video. I want us both to consider what his feedback is, because I feel like, you know, if one person sends us feedback, other people might have it too. Are you ready? We're going to play it from my iPad. That's Mark.
Go ahead, hit me.
Okay.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener and sometimes watcher of several of the programs on the Twit Network. I watch iOS Today, MacBreak Weekly, This Week in Tech, along with several of the other programs from time to time. And I've noticed something that's going on, and I wanted to just drop a real quick note and perhaps make a suggestion that you all might find valuable. And it's the use of a lot of insider information and insider viewpoints that creeps in to the show from time to time. Those of us who are not in the tech community, sometimes we have a lot of different use cases than what you all might have. I thought about this in particular reference to iOS Today, episode 435. Towards the end of the episode, Leo made a suggestion for a website called Replit. Here's what he said. One of the drawbacks, one of the reasons people say, I can't use an iPad because I can't do real programming on an iPad. And he continued to the rest of the show, and he showed the site that would allow the iPad to do coding. You know, I know a lot of different people. I'm a professor, and so I interact with students and use technology throughout the day in many different ways in just about everything that I do. And I don't know a single person who has not purchased an iPad just because they can't do programming or coding. I know that within your community, that might be a really big deal. But for those of us out here in the heartland, we have a lot of different use cases for our technology. So I'd like to suggest, it's not a complaint, I'm a very appreciative fan of all of the different things that the TWiT network provides. But for those normals of us who are out here trying to figure out how to make the technology we already have do what we're needing it to do, just a suggestion on how you might be able to make your shows even more valuable to those of us as we watch and don't have the resources that you all do or the knowledge that you all do to discover the things that you bring to us. So thank you for everything that you do, and I hope that this has been a helpful insight.
Did you put him up to that?
Yes, totally. That's my dad.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I thought so. No, I appreciate the feedback.
He sent me a long, thoughtful email, and I said, you know, like,
I got an email yesterday saying, all you guys hate Facebook so much, but I love it. So, I mean, first of all, we're going to express opinions, and maybe opinions that don't match your opinion. That's fine. I certainly hope that when we do express opinions, that it's not informed by some golden bubble that we live in. And we do often say that for many people, Facebook is the only way they can stay in touch with family and friends. And in many countries, it is the internet. Doesn't mean it's a good thing. It doesn't mean Facebook's a good company. And it doesn't mean there shouldn't be better alternatives. But I understand that. His specific complaint, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. Should I not mention anything that lets people program on the iPad? Because he says, well, nobody I know wants to do that.
Well, I see where he's coming from, because I sometimes feel that way too. Like, nobody I know wants to program.
My suggestion would be that you should broaden your horizons then. So there's two different complaints. And the first complaint, the Facebook complaint, is that we're too narrow, mm-hmm. that we're living in, you know, some weird Silicon Valley bubble. His complaint is that I'm including too many people, including those he's never even heard of who might want to use an iPad to program. Really, my real interest here is that people who can only afford one device and end up getting an iPad should know that they can also use it to do more serious computing. Maybe the professor only knows people who can afford two devices and so for that. Or maybe he knows people who have no desire to learn programming. That's fine, but I think it's really important to encourage people, A, to learn programming and to understand that some people only have iPads, and the good news is that they can use an iPad to do programming. It frankly isn't the preferred platform. It's not the best platform for programming, but the fact that you can do it is almost kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. And Replit, it wasn't really a pick just for iPad users, but anybody who wants to do programming in a web browser, which is, I think, pretty darn cool. So we're accused of both being too narrow and too broad. I think we're just right, but thank you. I always like hearing the input, so thank you.
I do too, and I do feel like that it's hard being, you know, podcasters, because we don't know. I mean, there are people.
Find it hard at all.
Well,
that's why I do it. I wouldn't do it if it were hard. Well, I do it because it's easy.
I mean, no, you're right. It is easy. It is basically.
You want hard? Go become a roofer.
But to pick what we're going to talk about, because I know we do get emails from people like, obviously, Megan, I know how to program.
So I don't
you're dumbing it down.
I don't
and
agonize.
And then you get the
about
opposite.
That. I never agonize.
I
about
spend
that.
Most of my days.
I know, and I would say that I'm right. You're wrong. No, I don't agonize about that because there are how many podcasts? There are several million
like 12,
of them.
12, 13.
There's quite a few with all different points of view.
Right.
And what I have always thought we do is our point of view and our perspective. And the good news is enough people like our perspective to support us, which is we're grateful for. But I learned early on in my broadcast career that you can't make yourself be something somebody else wants you to be. That the only way to succeed in broadcasting, and I would submit this is true in any kind of public endeavor, is to be as authentic and most yourself as you can be. And that's true of art. That's true of performance. And if people don't like it, then you're going to have to pick a different profession. but you can't be good and not be yourself.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So I don't agonize long and hard about what we should cover. I cover what I'm interested in. And I hope that people will be interested in that. And if not, the good news is there's lots of choices.
And he said very clearly he appreciates what we do.
Yeah.
But I think on this show, I would say more than the average person about technology, but I also like asking you the questions. So I feel like we provide both here, because I feel like I'm asking the questions that people, other people.
I wouldn't ask you to be any different from the way you are either.
Thank you.
You know, but I would. But like I said, I think what the real goal of anybody who does what we do should be to be as genuine and to yourself as you can be, because otherwise you're a phony. Mm-hmm. And I this is just my philosophy, and it could easily be wrong, but it's not wrong for me. So I want to be true to myself, and so I have a real interest, a deep interest, an abiding interest in programming, in computer programming. I'm of the opinion that other people, it'd be great for people, not everybody, but other people to learn computer programming. And so I think it's wonderful that people who have iPads even can do computer mm-hmm. programming. That's why I brought it up.
And I do love that app, and I do, yeah.
You don't use Replit.
I don't. I love the idea of the app.
Yes.
I love
it. I don't use it either very much because I have a computer.
Right.
But if I only had one device, an iPad, I would want to be able to do as much as possible with that iPad.
Right. And I don't. Yeah, I don't use the app, but I love that it. I love what it provides people. Yeah. I didn't mean to say that I was spending my hours programming with Replit, but I did talk to the founder.
If you wanted to learn Python. Oh, you did?
Yes.
Nice.
And they're going to come in and you're going to talk to them too.
Nice. If you wanted to learn Python, for instance, and you know, don't forget, Professor, there are a lot of kids in K through 12 now who have a computer, but this is it. Their iPad is it. And there's a real challenge in K through 12 to teach kids coding, right? Well, here's a wonderful thing. Instead of using what I consider in many cases kind of toy coding environments available on the iPad, even the Swift Playgrounds is kind of a toy environment. They can do real coding once they've mastered what it is they need to master in Swift Playgrounds. They can actually do real coding, and I think that's great.
And there are also people who can't afford iPads, and they have Chromebooks, and you can also use Replit on the Chromebook.
Replit's also for
which
Chromebook.
Which is why I love it.
So perhaps in the university it's not interesting, but I think for anybody who's got an iPad or a Chromebook in education, and that's their computer, and that's I would say, maybe not the majority, but a large plurality of all the kids out there, mm-hmm. that's their computer.
All right, so now I just didn't want people to think we only played feedback of people who love us. So here is...
Yeah, and I hope I don't sound defensive, because I'm not. I think that was very... It was well taken. Good point. Thank you.
Doug sent me an email, and I know because you talked to Doug as well, because he mentioned that his daughter is a registered dietitian in Seattle, and she works for Brook. That's a startup that created an app that can help diabetics with information and controlling their disease. I love this because he was, you know, talking up his daughter's work.
Nice.
And you put your health numbers in there, you get recommendations, they have a chat feature. So I don't have diabetes, so I'm not sure how well it would work with me, but I did download it on my iPhone, and there is this little chat thing. So I need to understand. So it says, I'd like to ask you a few questions so I can best support you. Okay.
I think we're going to see more and more of this. Say you're a pre-diabetic or you have metabolic syndrome. That's
okay. My choices are type 2. Type 2 is my only choice. Oh, let's see. Other conditions. Okay. What should I say?
Say metabolic syndrome. That means you're at risk of getting type 2, which pretty much everybody in the United States is.
Metabolic what?
Syndrome. Why are you lying to this poor chatbot? Oh, no, that's a person, right? It's not a bot.
It's a person, a dietitian.
Nice.
Okay, so. Okay, sorry. Metabolic syndrome. Send. So I have this. So fantastic. Thanks. Now I can. I mean, this seems like a bot right here, but it's probably going to be sent to a dietitian.
Yeah. And it's free?
It is free for now, yes.
Nice.
And it, you know, works with your healthcare provider. So do you have a recent A1C reading you'd like to log?
That's what they want to know, because that tells.
What's an A1C reading?
That's your average blood glucose. Mm-hmm.
You can add readings to see your A1C trend in the profile section of the app.
Nice.
I'm great at supporting people with type 2 diabetes, such as yourself, which I don't have. So this is interesting. If you've been diagnosed or talk to your doctor about it, too. So you do get to talk to a nutritionist.
See, that's the issue, is that while my doctor is great and certainly gives me as much of the time as he can, he certainly can't chat with me on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, when he diagnosed me with type 2 diabetes, he sent me home with a blood test kit and said, go take our class. There was a class, and that was about it. Mm-hmm. And then once every 3 to 6 months, he has me test the A1C. But I think it's nice to have a little bit more support, a little bit more information. And I'm doing a program similar to Brooke, but much more expensive right now. And it's been it's helped a lot. My blood sugar has been trending down, so I'm happy to report.
And I like this too because so many people have been diagnosed. It just feels like, oh well, everyone has this, you know. And
it's a big problem in this country. I don't know what the numbers are. I think was it 40 million people have type 2 diabetes. That's a lifestyle diabetes basically, and it's comes from our bad diet in America.
So thank you, Doug.
In my opinion.
Okay, Chris, this is an interesting question. Chris writes, I do sales for AT&T, and every time I set up an iPhone for a customer, I always bypass the get code on another device and ask them to send the code in a text message. When I do this, I always think to myself how that shouldn't be allowed, since at that moment I have complete control of their phone. What's the best way to turn that feature off on my own phone? So I would say it depends on the app, right? Because I use that a lot because I tend to like forget which authenticator I use. And so I'm like, I'll just send it SMS.
And in fact, that's why in almost every case, there's a fallback to send a text message. Your bank does that. And it's because they don't want to deal with the issues from a consumer who said, I don't have my my app. Mm-hmm. It costs them money. Then they have to make a call and they have to authenticate you and it gets complicated. So they said, nah, we'll just send you a text message. But the problem, I'll just reiterate this. We've said it many times. It's worth saying again. The problem with SMS messages is it's easy to intercept SMS messages. Not super easy, but easy enough that it's not a fully secure way to get a second factor. But it's still so much better than just using your password. Mm-hmm. In order for somebody to break into your iCloud account, they'd have to not only get your password, but get your access to your phone so that they could receive the text message or spoof your SMS number, which turns out to be, unfortunately, fairly easy to do. But they have to be really anxious to get your iCloud mm-hmm. account, right? If you're a celebrity, a movie star, and you've been putting naked pictures of yourself in your iCloud account, then you might say, I'm not going to use SMS anymore. So, of course, I hate to point it out, but at the time that he had the person's phone, he could have also received from Apple that code that they put on another device, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't know what your experience is, but when it sends that code, I use two-factor, and you should turn on two-factor in iCloud. I get it on every device, including the device I'm trying to log into, right?
Right, yeah.
So it has the same flaw.
Right.
I don't remember. Can you turn off SMS on the iCloud two-factor? I don't remember. If you can, do. But then the burden is on you. And the reason Apple offers it is because not everybody has more than one Apple device. Some people, this is their only Apple device. So what other Apple device should they send the code to? They can't.
My issue is with Google two-factor because it continues to say, I'll send a code, just open your iPhone 10, like open the Google app or open the Gmail app on your iPhone 10. And that's how they do it, right? But my iPhone 10 is with Gazelle, like wherever that is. Like I no longer have it anymore.
You can turn that off and you should. I do not allow Google to send me SMS messages. And Google is sophisticated enough and understands why that's a bad idea. So with your Google authentication, you have many choices. I use a YubiKey, but if it says, oh, I can't use the YubiKey, they give you other choices. But you can tell them, but one of those choices should never be SMS. And that's ideal, but then the burden is on you.
Right.
Don't lose your phone.
I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to change it, and it'll change, but then again, it'll go back to iPhone 10, which I don't have anymore. And I don't understand, so I do use
go in your Google account, remove that iPhone. Well, you still have that phone number, though, don't you?
I still have the phone number, but not, you know, the way Google two-factor is.
Oh, it's sending an approval message to, so instead, as a push notification to that phone.
You open up, I forget what it's called. It's called like approved devices or something. So you open up Gmail.
Oh, yeah, I would also disable that.
Okay. And then use, well, I think YubiKey is the safest way, right?
It is, but then
the best way.
You can also be in the situation, which I am currently, where I can't find my YubiKey, which is really dumb of me. It's in a pocket somewhere.
So have you turned off SMS?
Oh, I turned off SMS. Well, for Apple?
For any? I mean, because you have to do
it. I turned it off for Google, yes. Long ago. And I used my YubiKey. But they have a fallback. If you don't have your YubiKey, you can use Google's authenticator on your phone. Not the push notification. I didn't know that you could do a push notification. That's new to me.
Yeah. It has to do with just opening the app. I think I started it with
phone. Well, don't have to worry because the Gazelle phone has been wiped.
I'm not worried about it. I just
And if you wish, and by the way, this is a good piece of advice. you can go into your Google dashboard and deactivate all your old devices.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
Okay. Well, then you're in good
shape. Okay. Next time it happens, I'm going to screenshot it and then bring it back here.
Because it says that name.
Yeah, it says iPhone 10, but yeah.
Why is it saying that, I wonder?
I don't know. It's a mystery. Do we have time for one more question?
Sure, why not?
I believe we do. This is from Kurt. Kurt writes, once my Apple Pencil 2 reaches 100%, it keeps discharging from my iPad, resulting in rapid battery decrease of the iPad, which in my mind defeats the point of leaving it attached to the iPad all the time.
Well, guess what? I came in here today. I hadn't used my iPad. It was in my backpack, I think, since the last show. I always keep my Pencil there, but I had not opened the iPad. 1% from 100.
So I have not noticed this, but I also, like your YubiKey, don't exactly know where my Apple Pencil is right now. But
if anybody finds an Apple Pencil with the words Dream Girl,
then that's mine. I'm sure it's at the bottom of my purse. But I tweeted about this, and a lot of people were like, yes.
It's a known problem. It drives me nuts.
So I think keep your pencil somewhere else.
Separate your pencil from your pad.
Yeah.
There it is, right there on Apple support.
Yeah.
Oh, is there no answer?
The answer is it does this, yes.
Yes.
You're correct.
No answer from Apple, however.
No, yeah. No Apple.
And I'm trying to figure out what is it doing. I guess the pencil's always discharging.
Yeah.
So basically what you're doing is you're putting a device that's always discharging on your iPad. So it's basically a leak. You put a leak on your iPad. Mm-hmm. Take it off.
It's designed to always charge. It will constantly steal battery power from the iPad.
Yeah, but the point is it's also always losing its own, you know, in other words, not using the pencil doesn't turn it off.
Right.
It's always leaking itself. So when you connect it to your iPad, right at the point, all your power.
Because our keyboards are also charging from the iPad, but we haven't noticed that.
Maybe it's the keyboard doing it, come to think of it. I did leave the keyboard on.
Well,
I didn't. No, you know why?
Because the keyboard shuts down when you close.
I think so.
Yeah
it's shut down when I'm, I think. Yeah. I think, let's just cook. Look, just be, hey, Baba Louie, all right? Set it. No, it's still on. Well, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to experiment this week. I will leave my iPad fully charged, separated from my pencil, and we'll see what it is next week.
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm hoping, by the way, I know you know that I ordered, the minute it was available some months ago, the Bridge keyboard designed for the new iPad Pro. It has not arrived yet, but it said in March, so I'm hoping sometime this month we'll be able to show you a replacement for the less expensive, but in many cases better replacement for the Apple keyboard. And that one does not draw power from the Apple keyboard. You have to charge it, I believe. I'm not sure. I'll find out.
I'm super excited about our app caps because you are jumping on the self-care wagon trying to live your best life. So right after the break, we're going to talk about you living your best life. But
You know what we use to live our best life here? In our IT department, we use Atlassian. We're a big Atlassian house. We have been for years. We've always used Atlassian's Jira.
I used Jira even before I came to Twit. I used it when I freelanced for Microsoft.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. So we're talking right now about Atlassian for IT. It's software that empowers IT teams around the world. But that is not to say others can't use it. In fact, really, I think what reason Atlassian wants to talk about IT is because everybody assumes that Jira is just for developers. It's not. Of course, Jira is often used in agile development. It's a great way to keep track of who's working on what stage they're in, tracking the process. It's wonderful if you have a team working on software, but it's just as wonderful for an IT team. And nowadays, IT really is the center of the universe. In this cloud-based world, IT teams have to plan and execute faster than ever. And because today's applications are more complex than ever, incidents often require open, agile, and smart coordination between ops and ops dev, software development teams. Expectations are high. Stakes are high. Falling short inside of business-critical workflows is not an option. Enter Atlassian, the company behind that Jira tool we all love so much. But they have so much more. Their software tools are designed to manage complex collaboration. And it's not just developers. Get this. Atlassian offers an affordable, reliable suite of tools for teams of all sizes, from DevOps to Agile, IT apps to Ops to ITSM, and whatever's next. Atlassian provides a kind of technology backbone you need to help modern IT organizations plan, service, and support the kind of change that propels the business. Our teams use Atlassian's Jira to keep track of problems. Confluence, really important, works with Jira for documenting what they've done. If you've got a code base, you're going to love Bitbucket. Those three apps right there form the backbone of an effective cross-team project planning, organization, and communication. But they've got Jira Service Desk. They've got SourceTree, Trello, Bamboo. I mean, look, as with all of Atlassian's tools, the tools you need for your IT team are diverse, easy to try, free to try, and they all work together with Confluence and Jira. So you don't have to bounce from platform to platform to do everything you need. I think you're going to love it. We are total Atlassian fans here at Twit. Head to Atlassian.com/IT to find out which Atlassian offering is right for your team and try some additional ones. Spread your wings. And by the way, they integrate with every tool you're using. That's the other reason we're so high on Atlassian. Atlassian.com/IT. You know what I always say? If it's good enough for Yale, it's good enough for you. Mm-hmm. Atlassian.com/IT. I figured out what to do because you keep showing me pictures of naked men. I'm just going to wear my camouflage today while you do your app cap. Okay. You put pants on him.
I didn't. Put clothes.
I'm glad you found the switch that puts pants on him.
So this is our app cap. Where we talk about our favorite apps of the week and wear caps. And my app that I've been using is called Pocket Anatomy. And
I think Dick Cheney's been wearing this. It's very fragrant.
It is.
Oh, I know why. We left the cardboard in.
Oh. So this app is normally $9.99, but when I downloaded it was 99 cents. So I can't tell you how much
wow.
it costs right now.
That's very affordable
yes.
for something. So, I mean, you'd pay a lot of money for this.
Yeah, this. Okay, so this is
Pocket
Anatomy.
You know, like if you're an anatomy student.
You can choose male or female. I chose males, but you could also choose female. And there she's wearing clothes as well. You can
But in real anatomy class,
show
she'd
clothes
be naked as the
or
day
not
she was
show
born. You found that switch. I'm so glad.
I'm going to go back to the man.
Do not use this in high school, okay? I'm just saying.
So this is good if you're an aspiring medical student or a medical student. So you can see
that.
The muscle layer.
Wow.
The muscle layer two.
So cool.
And you can zoom in.
Oh, so cool.
So if you want to know what are the, I'm wondering what these little things are here. That's the facial arteries. And
oh,
they originate
you got
from
the whole vascular system.
Yeah. Anterior side of the external carotid artery.
Carotid.
Carotid. Sorry. I guess I didn't watch enough of Grey's
yeah,
Anatomy.
Yeah. I learned it all.
And then you can even go deeper to muscle layer four, muscle layer five,
yeah.
muscle layer six, joints. And
actually,
yeah.
somebody in the chat room is pointing out, and I think this is really true. Thank you, Reverb Mike. It's not just med students and biologists. Artists will find this very useful
yes.
because you need to know what's, you know, how to, if you want to draw an accurate rendition of a human, you need to know what's under the skin.
Right. So
that's
there's
great.
The thyroid epiglottic ligament, my
oh,
favorite.
That's my favorite ligament too. Really?
And you can see what the functions and the anatomy of it. Oh, and also you could hear it being spoken if you, oh, I like the
I thought you were going to say you could hear somebody swallowing.
No, you can hear it. Oh, okay. So if I didn't know how to pronounce.
How do you pronounce that cartoid?
Jugular vein.
Yeah, where's the cartoid? I've already forgotten.
Let's hear how you pronounce it. It's near the eye, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is the.
Facial artery.
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah. And is this the, where is the cartoid?
Carotid.
Cartoid. So. I can do, okay, so that's.
Actually, you know what? I don't know where it is. I just know it's a big one, and you don't want it to be. It's in your neck, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I could go in here and check out all that stuff.
Is that
stuff.
Your jugular?
Maybe. I don't know.
I just know you don't want it severed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all I, that's what I know about the carotid artery.
So you can also do different views, like the cranial view.
So oh, wow. Look at that. Can I take the lid off? Oh,
yeah,
look at that.
Take the lid off.
I can take his brains out. That's your sinuses
here,
right
let's
there.
Let's find out exactly
Holy
where.
Holy cow.
This is where your filter should be, where yours isn't.
This mine's missing. That's my brain
no,
right
no,
there. That's a great picture.
The olfactory. Where is the, yeah. So, yeah,
wow.
There's your brain. You
that
can
is cool. Oh, look at that.
Like you could see all the way down in there.
Wow. Wow, that is really neat.
And you could have the pins or no pins if you don't want.
How do they know what's in there?
Because probably really those cool. That online school, those courses that taught earlier. I can also draw on here if I wanted to.
Oh, like, so instructors can use
here
this.
Here is where Leo.
We notice here the nasal cavity and the missing filter.
Missing. And then I can
the jugular is on one side, the carotid is on the other side.
Okay.
And in neither case would you like them cut.
Well, so like, you know, if you break.
Jugular is a vein and the carotid is an artery.
That's
so the carotid is pumping from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The jugular is pumping to the heart.
So I could also see the reproductive system. So this is, there's the pituitary gland.
Lisa will never forgive me because she cut her finger once. The blood was bright red. And I said, oh my God, that's arterial blood. And when somebody wearing a hat like this
says,
oh my God, that's arterial blood. That's terrifying.
Were you wearing that hat?
Yes, I wear it all the time. She won't let me go out without wearing this.
So here's also the planar view, if you want. So I really like this. Hopefully it's still $9.99, but even at $9.99, it's worth it.
Oh,
in my
this
opinion.
Is amazing.
And
this
you can
is so
also
awesome.
Test your knowledge if you wanted to identify the locate the pins quiz. So I think we've taught a lot of ways, things we've talked about today, you can avoid going to college with. Just
this is the show on how to avoid going to college.
Is that still 99 cents? Yeah, 99 cents.
Nice.
For this
oh, I got to get it right now while it's on sale. That's awesome because I want to see what those people look like without their pants on.
Yeah, you can take their clothes
medical
off.
Medical anatomy software. I think this is actually. Like real stuff. This is great.
Well, you thought it was fake?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe that's where my brain is. Maybe not. Retina pixel perfect, they say.
Yeah, you can get it on your iPhone too, just if you wanted to check out your...
Oh, if you're a med student and you're learning all this stuff, or a biology student, if you're learning, you know, if you're learning massage therapy, any people are an artist even. This is really useful.
Even if you break something, like I broke my finger.
Yeah,
and
you'd like to know what that carotid bone is.
Yeah, the carotid bone. I feel like we all learned something.
Are my
today.
Eyes, do my eyes look dramatic and sparkly?
I actually kind of like it. I think I would prefer you to wear that every day.
It's a camouflage hat for duck hunters, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's kind of terrifying.
But I can still hear you through it. So
it
it's
should
fine.
Be illegal, really. Is that a nose? What is that? Is that like a little animal nose or just?
You could take it off. Is it? Can you take that thing? No, the nose part, like thing. Can you, like, just the nose? Is it that this thing? Yeah.
Oh, it's a flap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder I breathe so well. And you know, it's got armor all along the carotid artery. It's amazing.
Good. That's good. You need that.
Our show today brought to you by our app Kips. All right, let me. Oh, wait a minute. I can't get into my iPad. It doesn't recognize
the face
me.
ID doesn't work with that on.
It's not working.
That is.
You piece of junk.
Yeah.
All right, let me enter my code. Who'd have thunk it?
I know. It's weird.
I'm going to write a letter to Apple. I was wearing a baseball cap and it didn't recognize me. This is, you know how I found out about this? From Kevin Rose.
Oh.
You know how much we like oak?
Mm-hmm. I do like oak.
Well, I have a feeling Kevin was involved in this. This is called Jour, the first syllable of journal.
Mm.
Or maybe you pronounce it jour, but of course it's the French word for day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a journal for your day. But like many people, I have trouble writing in a journal because... I just, you know, you sit down a blank piece of paper. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So this has guided journaling, which I think is really good. To feel our best, we all need to slow down, calm our minds, and care for ourselves when we can. I think if you use Kevin Rose's Oak meditation app, this is a perfect, perfect thing to go with it. Jour is a place to reflect, connect, and reconnect with your authentic self, goals, and desires. I actually loved this. I did it, and I... Take your journal with you to find some peace of mind whenever works best for you.
I'm so proud of you, Leo.
I already have an account, so instead of... I'm going to show you on the iPhone, which actually doesn't recognize me either.
That piece of garbage. Are we going to get to see your journal entries?
Yeah, something you've always wanted to see.
Yes.
All right. I like the iPad because it's got a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I like doing this on the iPhone because I have it all the time. And a lot of this is really pretty quick. So I could just add a new thought, right? You have open-ended journaling if you want. 20,000 people are journaling. Mm. So I can write my first thought for the day. This is all the information. I guess I don't need to show that about the app and so forth. So you're going to kind of live here. Featured fear setting. Oh, you want to go through fear setting or daily reflection? These are all going to be prompts, right? These are all going to be guided. How to journal, knowing myself in my dreams, self-affirmations, future me, fear setting, heal and grow. Like a... So let's do a let go list. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Forgive others and yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I think Megan needs this to forgive me. Welcome to Let Go List. Okay, this is the introduction. Life has its ups and downs, but our mental and physical health suffer if we can't move on from the lower points. This journey is about addressing these tough feelings, clearing our minds and hearts, and living better. I like it. It's a place to forgive others, heal from the past injustices, or accept ourselves. This app is loaded with these guided reflections that I think are going to be really valuable for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes the person we're toughest on is ourselves. So we got to start maybe forgiving ourselves first, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say or do that still causes you guilt or remorse?
Oh, yeah.
This is a place of no judgment.
Oh, yeah, no judgment.
I mocked Megan's
dress.
Mocked Megan's dress. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Be honest but kind to yourself. Why did you do it?
Yeah, why did you do it, Leo?
I'm
jealous.
Jealous. Insecure about my own appearance.
Oh.
See how it's already getting me to really be a better human?
Yeah.
With understanding? How can you express your remorse or apologize to anyone affected by what you did? Buy her a Mercedes.
Yes.
What did you learn from this moment or experience? It's expensive to mock Megan. Why is it okay that it happened?
Mm-hmm. Because I trust you. And we've been friends a long time.
Because
Siri just.
I am.
Oh.
good. bot. Okay. How can you begin to show yourself forgiveness? Have an ice cream sundae. No, I'm mocking it now, obviously.
Yeah.
You've reached the end of forgiving yourself, but not the end of your juror.
Yeah, I love this.
So you know about it.
Well, I know about the process of forgiving yourself.
And then the next one, session two, will be forgiving others, forgiving yourself. I mean, this is really, but that's just one unsent letter. How about that?
Ooh,
isn't that cool?
Good, yeah.
Isn't that a great prompt? Say everything you need to without hurting anyone. So this is full of techniques, ideas, and for me, somebody who doesn't like to do journaling, it's really more than a daily journal, although I can always add a thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Surfing a huge wave. It was really amazing. So they even give you some typing in here just to say, oh, I could start with.
Oh, yeah, what I was
but
doing.
I'm not. I obviously don't surf. Mm-hmm. But it gives you just some ideas of what that might look like if you were to fill this out. It is free. As far as I can tell, it's you know, free. Kevin Rose was promoting it on Product Hunt. It just came out, and I don't think that even has in-app purchases. It's just it's like Oak. It's just somebody wants to do something nice for humankind. We should give him credit. What's his name?
It just says Forward Human Inc.
Forward Human Inc. Yeah, Kevin mentioned his name, but I just don't remember what it was. But we were talking, you had last week the therapist, the online therapist and all that. A lot of what a therapist would do is this exact kind of process. Mm-hmm. And in some ways doing, I mean, it's great to do it with a human guided, but in some ways doing it in private, only you in a safe space, you can get a lot more done if you promise to be honest. And it's easier, I think, sometimes for some people, certainly for me, to be honest to your phone or your tablet than it is to be honest to a therapist or another person.
I mean,
and
I
now
like...
I feel like I can apologize to you and and tell you that your Mercedes is right out front.
Yes, I agree that because you can be told like, oh, write down what you're grateful for, or you know, write down why you should forgive yourself.
These really walk you through it,
especially when you're feeling that kind of, when you're in the feeling, it's hard to remember that stuff. Put that back down. I like that.
Okay, I think you might want to borrow Jure and fill out a form. Why
I was just saying it was easier to talk
Leo about his hat.
It was easier to talk to you. With
no, it's not. Really?
Like
you think this is easier to talk to me?
It's kind
I think
of like,
this is terrifying.
No, I feel much, it's much easier.
So for people listening, this is like, I think this must be for duck hunting or something. It's a camo hat, but then it also has a camo face mask, which is, I think, terrifying.
Yeah.
You could rob a bank with this.
Yeah. That's much
not like
better.
This,
you're
though.
Right.
Don't
I'm glad
it like
you're
this.
Not on.
You just have camouflage hair.
I.
It's my shame curtain. I feel I could be more honest when I have my shame curtain
right,
down.
Right, like a mask, and I feel like I could be more honest with you.
All right, I'm putting my shame curtain back down.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, that is our show for the day.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Boy, it's been fun.
Yeah. You go.
No, you.
Megan at twit.tv. Yeah. And, you know, the way that Mark sent that video, he shared it with me in iOS Photos, which was super
Oh, that's
helpful.
Interesting.
Yes. And I just got
it. It was helpful, except we couldn't play it on the
Well, I probably
big machine.
Could have, but I liked having
you
control.
Had to play it. Yeah.
We give Kevin a lot to do in the show.
Yeah,
it's
he's
a
busy.
Lot
he's
for
like
him
off.
To keep up with. And then afterwards, he has to, like, cut out all the mistakes and make us look good and smart and gracious, and he works really hard. And sometimes he's over there crying at his desk while he's doing it because of that. So one less thing that Kevin can have to do. He's crying right now.
I guess it's not a nose hole. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're not.
We do iOS Today every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Notice, by the way, we are in daylight saving time, so it is now 1600 UTC. Mm-hmm. Wow. Patrick was right on that. He fixed it on the website and everything. 1600 UTC.
Or maybe he never fixed it before.
No, no, it was right before, too. He's very good. He's right on it. Right. Probably went through all the shows. Mm-hmm. When we set the clock forward, Patrick has a little extra to do. You can watch us live at twit.tv/live. If you do that, join us in the chat room where you can mock my hat at irc.twit.tv. That's our feedback mechanism. And, you know, I do have to say, even though I say that, you know, we try to be ourselves and do what we're interested in, the chat room is a great help to direct us in the if they're not enjoying something. I know and often does change how we do the show. So we listen to feedback. And also, we love your feedback at Megan@twit.tv. Mm-hmm. Megan reads it, and I ignore it. We can also give you on-demand versions of the show, should you would like to listen to it at your leisure.
Right, with a glass of wine or something.
Best way to listen or watch. We have audio and we have video. Mm-hmm. Video is best if you have the time, but audio is always available, too, at twit.tv/iOS or in your favorite podcast application. We're on Spotify, just got on Pandora, which is great. Google, Apple, both have podcast apps, Stitcher, Slacker, of course, Pocket Casts.
Tune in.
We're on TuneIn as well. Yeah, I always forget to mention that. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you have an Amazon Echo, you can use TuneIn to listen to our live stream. Just say Echo, listen to Twit Live on TuneIn, or you can listen to any recent episode of any of our shows. Just say Echo, listen to iOS Today on TuneIn. And it'll play it for you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.